Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Men's Room Podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app. A Bosch.
Hello everyone, once again, welcome back to the Men's Room Podcast. I'm Adi Oladipo, alongside my sidekick Rory Jennin. Today's subject, the specialist one for me and Rory, men's grooming.
I'm not convinced. I think there was a time, a long time ago, when we would have been considered fairly metrosexual.
Yeah, I like the way we're putting me and you together.
No, but the way that we approach this kind of thing is similar. Mm. But if you look at the way that it's changed over the past decade, I think Miles is a great example to use here.
Let's introduce him first. Murdoch London's head barber, Miles Wood-Smith. Miles, really appreciate you coming down.
Cheers, man.
To the den.
Thank you, yeah. To the den.
You've got a West Ham tattoo on as well, so you've got to you've got to be careful welcoming him
sweat,
to the
man.
Den.
Yeah,
not at all. Miles, talk to us about men's grooming, because when we think about it, 15 years ago, it's almost an industry that I don't think even existed. It probably did, sort of, you know, behind the scenes, but not for me. I couldn't think about it. All I did 15 years ago was a bar of soap and a bit of coconut butter, and that was it. I'm out of the house. Things have changed now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad. Coconut butter, to be fair.
Got a bit of coconut butter. Yeah,
no, it's gone mad. It has gone mad. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, cutting hair and stuff, but I think the main difference is that it used to be, like you were saying earlier, metrosexual, right? Like guys that really, it was like, there was like this small sort of section of guys that did it, went and spent a bit of money. Now it's just everyone, man. Yeah. I think everyone, because I think it's like a bit of a snowball, isn't it?
But it's also changed in as much as, at least from my understanding of it, it's changed in as much as how far you're ready to go. So 15 years ago, say, my friends would quite often ridicule me for being quite metrosexual, being quite out there using grooming products.
What was your, though? Brill cream?
No, it would be, it would just be, if we went away on a football trip, Chelsea were playing away in France, I would have a little bag, and in that would be a selection of products. A face scrub, a face moisturiser, if I was really serious, a bit of under eye serum, Clarins do a lovely one, but that would be it. Whereas now what's happened is, I'm sort of seen as being, like, everyone does that much, but it's now gone so much further. Men actually wear makeup, and fairly normally now it's seen as being an acceptable, normal
part. Is it the norm?
I'd say there's still a little bit of a, I've kind of got my foot in two worlds, right? Because like, I work in an industry where we do have a lot of men that will come in and they wear, like you were saying, that brand that was like war paint, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And they have to call it that, right? So it's not normal enough.
I like that brand name as well.
But they have to call it that
shows how not normal
it is. We'll put a bit of a masculine spin on an otherwise feminine
ideal.
Like
Arnold Schwarzenegger going out
Yeah, we can't wear it unless it's like about like murder and that. And then we're like, yeah, all right, I'll wear it now.
It's hard now.
Yeah. Do you want to put any makeup on? No. Do you want to put war paint on? Yes.
Yeah, go on. Sign me up.
It's not moisturiser. It's like, you know, it's like kill cream. I'll chuck that on. So I don't think it's been completely like normalized, but like, I mean, I can see, like you were saying a bit about my nails earlier, like I've got my nails done, right? Yeah. And I did it because my little sister, she wanted to get her nails done, and she's a student, she ain't got any money, so I said, oh, I'll go with you and pay for it. And when I was in there, I was like, you know what, this actually looks pretty cool, man.
What, you had them done professionally?
Mate, I can't do that, look. I can't do that myself.
I thought you had the skills.
There's levels to those.
There is a very clever little detail of a heart shape at the end of most Miles's nails.
Just my metal fingers.
Okay, I did see that. It's impressive. Yeah. So you've got that's called something, isn't it?
It's called shellac.
So your nails are shellac. Yeah. See, do you know what's quite interesting? having had a conversation with you for 7 minutes, I wouldn't necessarily, and like I say, I've known you now for 7 minutes. They've been wonderful, joyous 7 minutes, but that's all it's been. Your character, your personality, the West Ham tattoos don't conform to a man who has shellacked fingernails.
I agree, and I'll tell you what.
He's not a conformist.
You don't know bravery until you go to Stratford with your nails painted, mate.
I think that's true.
My hands in my pockets.
As a Stratford man myself, yeah. I think you've got to have, you've got to have the kahunas to walk through Stratford with your nails painted. One big change in male grooming, I think, over the last 5 years, I'm not going to go back further, that is the beard.
Yeah.
That's either saved a lot of men's life, that has the beard. What's happened? Where's this come from? The beard gang?
Honestly, man, I don't even know, right? Like, when I first started barbering, I didn't have a beard. Because I was like, when I first started barbering at Murdoch, I was like 20. I was like 19, 20. I couldn't grow a beard. Mm. And I got there, everyone's got these, like, you know, like when everyone had like that side part.
Yeah.
And skin fade and massive beard. Yeah, yeah. And then they wore like, what are them things? Yeah. Braces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you look back and you're like, oh my God. But I remember at the time thinking, oh my God, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
So I
had to like grow my Crystal beard Palace out. Midfielder. Do you remember the Crystal Palace?
Oh,
Jedinak,
was it? Yeah, mate.
Oh, he's got the greatest beard ever.
I was DMing him all the time. Like, mate, come in. Let me do your beard, bro. But it's gone. I just feel like, with beards, I just feel like most guys kind of feel like they look better with a beard.
See, I couldn't disagree more with that statement.
Really?
I couldn't disagree more.
Well, the guys, you know what? That guys don't look better.
I don't think that you look better. I think everybody looks better clean shaven. Look, this is just my opinion on it. I think everybody looks better clean shaven.
Is this because of your lack of growth?
No, I mean, I've got a tiny little bit of growth today because I was rushed and because I've got a gap in my day today. So I'm going to have a lovely afternoon. I'm going for a massage and whatever. So I'm going to let them shave me. Right. Mm. So I've let it grow in order to benefit from my day of luxuriousness. But for me, having a shave is equivalent to, it's just part of getting dressed in the morning. So what I do is I wake up, I ultimately have a shower, I put some pants on, I shave, I put the rest of my clothing on, I put my watch on, I go to work. I think that you aren't fully dressed if you haven't had a shave.
I think there is a stage of when the beard looks messy and you either decide to shave it, like you've obviously got this little growth there where it looks a bit like unkept and untidy, or you let it grow out and shape it up like, you know, me and Miles have done, and it looks quite smart.
Okay. I say it to people, like, when they're growing their beard out in the shop, I say, like, there's basically a difference, right, between having a beard and just not shaving.
And that's what it is, right?
It's like, if you were to grow it out a little bit, I'm telling you, man, you might like it.
I
think I've seen a photo of you with it.
During lockdown, I sort of went insane, as most people did, and I grew a beard. I don't know who I was anymore. I wasn't living in London. I had a beard. I just lost my full sense of who I was in a sort of existential sense. And people liked it. It was quite popular. My wife massively liked it, actually, which was sort of beneficial.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get on board with it at all. Mm. I quite like being clean cut. And do you know the other thing that I think is interesting about modern day grooming and beards? And I think tattoos are part of this.
Mm.
When I was a kid, tattoos were the preserve of the lunatic.
The gangsters.
You knew who you were. Yeah. If you went in a pub and a geezer had a West Ham tattoo, you're like, right, swerve him, he can have some. He's probably just got adenic. Right, that's sort of the way that you look at it, and it was great because you were either a sailor or a nutter, and that's why you had a tattoo. And beards were sort of part of that as well. It was rebellious.
Mm.
Whereas now, the biggest rebel in the world is me. I don't have a tattoo and I don't have a beard. I'm basically the lunatic.
Yeah, you're almost becoming extinct.
Everybody I know, if you think about, everybody will have their own sort of case study and pull to use here, right? I'll use my WhatsApp group of my mates, group of mates, 8 people. I'm the only one that doesn't have a beard and doesn't have a tattoo. Everybody else has both a tattoo and a beard. I'm the rebel, mate. I'm leading the charge.
I mean, I agree, man. But then, you see, I take my mates on my WhatsApp group. I'm the only one that's got one tattoo.
Really?
And a beard, yeah. Like, they are all clean shaven, no tattoos.
Where's your... This is interesting, then. So, that social circle is from your youth?
So, yeah, that's, like, my friend. So, I lived in, like, Hemel Hempstead.
Right, okay.
Which is, like, beautiful town just outside of Watford.
Yeah.
And, like, all my friends that grew up around there, they're all just, like, they all do sort of office jobs and, you know, they go to, like, the farmer's market and stuff. None of them have any tattoos, none of them have a beard or anything. So, whenever I'm, like, with my friends in London, it's like everyone kind of looks, we're all hipsters.
Yeah.
And then I go out there and I'm just like, a freak, basically.
Yeah. I can see that. I suppose maybe my... I think it's called false consensus, isn't it? When you think everybody is like your social circle. And my social circle is fairly metropolitan, London, hipster. Everyone's got a statement sock and a MacBook, a tash, and a tattoo. Yeah. But I suppose
you've got the MacBook. Signs of a tash. So you are slowly but surely creeping in.
Mate, you'll see me tonight, and you will actually see me tonight. Yeah. That'll be long gone.
There was a study that bearded men are more confident. True or false?
I mean, I don't know.
Can't argue with a study, Eddie, can he?
Ask 100 men and 99 said we are confident.
Yeah. Bearded men more confident. I don't know, mate. I feel like I don't know if the beard makes a difference on that one. So during lockdown, I lost myself as well. And because I had hair down to here up until about 3 days ago, and I buzzed it all off and everything.
Jeez!
Yeah. Oh, mate, I just looked like an idiot. I just didn't like it. And I shaved my beard off for the first time in like 10 years. Mm. And I'll be honest, yeah, man, I had no
confidence.
Mate, I look like a potato as well, like in colour as well. Like, I was, because I've been out in the sun every day and shaved the beard off because I thought, you know what, like, I want to get the face out and see what it looks like. Nah, it's just pointless, man.
I think to grow a beard does require an element of confidence. And I can see why it would inspire confidence, because it's quite a robust, masculine demonstration of your vibrancy, isn't it?
I've got a crazy stat for you. This is another one. In a recent study, 1 in 5 men said they would give up sex for a full year if it meant they could grow the perfect beard.
That's so dumb.
Give up sex
That's
for a
so
full
stupid.
Year. Beard's important, dude.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, we've got the barber here. He'll tell you how many men come in there.
Yeah, man.
And they can't connect, and they're desperate to connect, and they can't connect.
It's so weird, this, right? Because I'm so...
It's important.
Mate, do you know I've seen somebody who had a beard, and somebody I know commented on the beard and sort of congratulated him on his beard.
Yeah.
He's like, what nice work on that. Like, what are you talking about? You don't get... That's like not far off congratulating someone on being tall, or congratulating someone on being...
This is
full of hair on their head.
He clearly doesn't understand, and you can obviously educate him now. The effort it takes.
Yeah, it's
to
a
grow
thing, though,
a
isn't
good
it? Like,
beard.
When you're walking down the street and you see someone who's got like a proper,
like,
beard, you kind of be like, nice, mate. Like,
this thing you walk past.
Really?
It's like black people do it when we walk past each other. It's the nod.
Really? I see somebody with a big beard like that, I immediately think tramp.
Do you?
Kind of, yeah. Beard and tramp
what
is synonymous.
A shape. No. You're talking. We're not talking the bloody beard that someone like Castaway. Yeah. We're not talking the Tom Hanks down to your belly beard. We're talking a good, you know, good shaped beard like I've got and Miles has.
You're more than me, mate.
As soon as he came in, I gave him a little nod.
Do you not think that he needs to sort out the amount of salt in the salt and pepper?
That's perfect.
Because there's far more salt than pepper going on there.
Nah, that's, you know what, man. That's a bit of texture.
Bang.
Do you know what I mean? And it gives you a bit of texture.
I've needed you in my life.
He's going to paraphrase that line every time.
Take it, man.
Because he always says this, a bit more salt and pepper.
Let's rehearse it. Let's just see if you've nailed it. Addy, there's a lot of salt in that beard.
No, it's just texture.
I mean, you're throwing a lot of shade at him for the beard, man. Have you got any pictures of when you grew your beard out?
I think I probably do. I mean, I just have to go back to 2020.
I feel like that would be important, right?
As he's doing that, talk to us about sort of the products that men use and just the amount of money now spent on beard products alone. Like, before we even talk about grooming products, beard products.
I mean, it's absolutely mad. I mean, we were talking about beard shampoo earlier, right?
Yeah.
And you were saying that you felt like it was a bit... Yeah,
it's not real.
Mate, I completely get it, right? Yeah. It's just different, right? Because the hair on your beard is a little bit different to hair on your head normally. And the skin on your face is a little bit different to skin on your head. So you need like a different pH balance. And so it is a thing.
Jesus,
it is a thing,
deep.
Honestly. Yeah. But like, if you were to use like a hair shampoo on your beard, it's not going to like kill you, do you know what I mean?
But
probably shouldn't say that because we sell a beard shampoo, but like it is important. But the main two is the ones that I brought with me. So I brought you the oil, and you can mix it with the moisturizer, right? Because the only thing, the difference is with beard products, there's normally kind of a three basic ones. You got like a moisturizer, an oil, and then like a balm.
Important stuff.
I know, man, it's all a bit confusing.
It's
right,
important stuff.
So the oil, I mean, you use oil, so you get
oil.
It right, and it's perfect for your hair type, right? Because you got that like real like thick curly
curly, which I don't like sometimes.
Yeah,
it's a bit difficult because when I brush it, it looks like I've not brushed it 5 minutes later, it curls up.
You gotta get that trimmed all the time, right?
all the time.
But the difference is with your beard, right, if you grew it out, man, you could carve it like marble. Do you know what I mean?
What?
He's right.
What are you doing?
He's right. Rory, don't
this
be jealous.
This is a man who's
If you
ego,
want to exit the conversation, get out
this
now.
Is a, no, I need to steer the conversation away. This man's ego is already really, really problematic. What did you just say? Something about marble.
So I could carve that beard out like marble. You grew it out a little
not.
Bit.
Well, you're forbidden from doing that. Please, okay. Please do not do that.
I apologise.
But you know when I mentioned before, looking very unkept?
Yeah.
Look at that. That man doesn't deserve employment.
It's not bad.
Can you show it to the camera for the sake of...
So, do you know what I will do? I will send it to our joyous, wonderful editor.
You do look a mess.
Thank you.
No, it's the hair as well.
It's the hair.
You got that piece of little hair over you. I don't know what you think.
Mate,
you're doing.
I'll tell you what I will not accept from you.
Yeah.
Hair slander.
We'll get to that in a second.
The gym thing, you can do the strength thing, but hair slander, absolutely not.
Yeah, I left that conversation 15 years ago. In terms of like the start for a date for you, because I'm guessing you use all the good stuff before you leave the house. Give me an example of your morning routine.
Night out
morning. So not rushing off to work.
Oh, okay,
night out.
Yeah. Mate, honestly, I'm pretty low maintenance.
Really, are you?
But it's like, you know, when you, I don't know, right? Because you talk about like all sorts, right, with your job. I imagine you're talking like boxing. And,
yeah.
So like when you're out having a drink with your mate or your own, like, do you want to talk about it anymore? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm doing beards all day. So, but I will use, like, I'll shampoo my hair like anyone else. I'll just use the moisturiser in my beard, shampoo the beard. Mm. That's it, man.
A bit of facial wash?
But I don't use Myrtle. I use Aesop on that one. But we do one as well, but like, I love Aesop, man. They're sweet. Yeah. So yeah, I use like a face wash.
Dear though, isn't it?
Mate,
so you're prepared to... See,
no,
that.
My mate works there. So.
Oh, right. Because I nicked that one from my wife.
Oh,
like,
really?
She gets really annoyed, but that's the one
it's
that
so
I,
good, man.
Yeah,
he I gives like, me a big old
which
discount.
One do you use? What is it?
Aesop is the one. I
how much is it when you say dear?
I just know that it's dear. I don't know, but I get in trouble for nicking it.
15?
No,
I used the hand soap and it's like £25. Yeah. But I get it.
The reason I know it's dear isn't because I've ever bought it, it's because I nick it from my wife and I get in trouble for nicking it. That's how dear it is. She's like, stop using my Aesop.
What cream do you guys use? Out of interest.
Well, like moisturiser.
Yeah, like moisturiser.
I'm just Clarins Clinique. Like, just always one of those two, just for men.
I use, we brought out a face moisturiser, and it's so good. We have to reformulate it now, because we sell most of our stuff in America, and you have to have SPF. Because
what's
obviously...
What's
sun protection? What, they have to have an...
They won't buy it unless you have SPF.
Right.
And obviously, we're in England, right? So we made it, being like, why would I need that?
Mm.
So we're reformulating it, and I still have some at home. So I use our moisturiser. If I didn't use ours, I'd use Aesop, man.
Mm.
Like, because the thing is with like our barbershop and like stores like Aesop and these other places, there's another one. Is it called like, it's not called Mankind or something like that. There was a shop.
Is it
Mankind?
I think it is. Yeah. It is Mankind.
I haven't seen it for ages.
We're not talking about the wrestler now. We are talking about the...
So there are those brands that are marketed for me. Is that what you mean? Like, there's one that I sometimes use as well, quick at the gym. Bulldog.
That Bulldog.
Bulldog's
Man
another
Cave.
One.
There's Man Cave as well. Mm.
See, I would never use that. Just because I hate like that marketing of like Man Cave and stuff. Yeah. I just don't like that. But like, these are the places you go in and then they'll look at you and be like, oh, your skin's like this. And it was like the first time anyone had said that my skin, I didn't know there was different types of skin.
Mm.
And then they give you something specific for your skin.
Space NK do that.
Oh, Space NK.
Space NK
well, yeah,
are very
yeah.
good for that.
If you well, you're worse
wait, one
than me,
second,
mate.
Wait, one second, pause. Pause a second, Rory. All of a sudden, he's naming moisturisers.
No,
and
I do take
so
an
you
interest.
Know all this stuff.
No, I do take an interest.
Are you
yeah.
one of those pretend that you don't do all this work
no,
in the morning, but
I,
you do?
What I mean, I think, I hope I've been completely honest and completely transparent from the very start of this.
Mm.
I like it. I like grooming. I've always done it. I've always been, I was a pioneer of the male grooming world. It's just gone way beyond where I'm prepared to go. It's gone way beyond that. But I've always...
When you say beyond, do you mean the makeup thing?
Yeah, that's
that sounds
way...
like that sounds like the only thing that you wouldn't do.
Yeah, no. is that your line?
Is that your line?
Makeup I certainly wouldn't do. Yeah. Any kind of makeup, I wouldn't have.
You know,
my
Rory used to be an actor.
Yeah.
So have you ever done makeup on a set? Be honest.
And
not wiped it off because it looks good and carried on going out.
No, I've not wiped it off through laziness, but no, I've never cared enough about things like that.
Yeah.
The makeup thing is not what I would do, but yeah, I just think that the metrosexualism a decade ago was fellas trying to look good within a bracket.
Mm.
That bracket has shifted, as these things naturally do, because different eras, different young cultures change things. And it's gone beyond where I'm prepared to go. But in terms of like having an interest in looking after my skin, in terms of taking and spending some time and money in making sure that I look after things. Like when I go to the shower at the gym, I carry three things, sometimes four bottles, different bottles. But that's it. So it'd be a face wash, a body wash, a shampoo, and then potentially a conditioner, depending on what I'm doing. I think that they're all fairly standard.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say so.
I think that most fellas probably do that.
What's the extreme then? If that's the standard, what are we talking is the extreme?
I think shellacking the nails is extreme, isn't it?
You'd be surprised, mate.
Really? See, this is the thing. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
But it's also, I think there's subcultures, right? Like, I like punk music, so... And
that's always been part of it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
even in its like rogue sense.
One of my favourite bands, NoFX. I don't know if you know NoFX, but the singer's called Fat Mike. He's been wearing a tutu. He's a big guy, and he wears like a tutu. He's got his nails done. And he's been doing that for like 30 years.
Right.
So there's been people doing it, right? And then you look back at like Black Sabbath, even like Ozzy Osbourne was having his nails done, and he's like the coolest guy of all time. So like it's kind of cyclical. I just think it's become a little bit more
But those people were considered.
Mavericks, man.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Mavericks and extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not just your average Joe on the street, but your average Joe on the street now.
You can't sort of cite Sid Vicious and then go, he was kind of known for
Yeah, he was kind of known for yeah.
But, I mean, but Sid Vicious was just dressing like everyone else, all the other punks in London at that point, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and he just had little spiky hair. There's people out there with 6-foot mohawks and stuff, so...
Yeah, I mean, look, we're in the area for it. This is where this is being filmed, and, you are going to get a lot of hipsters where, a bit of shellacking. It's the norm. It's just the norm.
I mean, it's weird, man.
It must provoke a reaction. I think the shellacking. I do honestly think like it is quite an extreme way. That to me at least.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, mate. I'm a dad who lives in the sticks now.
It's weird.
I mean,
me looking at both of you.
Yeah.
Like if you were brothers and had gone that way. Yeah. And come back. And you're both so different.
Yeah.
In terms of. The look, but I do think a lot of what you guys do in terms of the moisturizer, the facial cleanser, I think it could be very similar.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
It's you use more than me, mate.
I think so. I believe. Yeah, I think that's true. I also need it.
Yeah,
But the nails, say if we use that as an example to focus on, I think that most people would say that fellas painting their nails is, I think actually. Would there be a conversation around that being a suggestion of homosexuality?
You know, it's funny. You mentioned that. We'll definitely touch on that. The UFC middleweight champion Israel Adesanya.
Yeah.
UFC fight. You can't get more masculine than that.
Yeah.
Nails painted.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Paints his nails. Yeah. Paints his nails.
Yeah, looks badass.
Out of fashion.
Out of fashion.
Yeah, and he wears pearls and stuff.
Wears the earring, the pearls.
Yeah.
It's a bit easier, right? Because if someone's like, oh, mate, you got your nails painted, right? He can just like spin and kick
him.
Whereas I'm just going to get battered.
I'm 6'4". I'm a UFC champion. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. Because also, the conversation doesn't even happen. He's never going to have to do like a Chung-Li kick.
It's funny because someone was antagonizing him a couple of weeks ago about it. Like, yo, look at you. You got another fighter. Right. That fighter got knocked out.
By him?
No, by someone that he was going to fight.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, look at you, I'll fight you outside. Look at you, nail-painted man. And that guy basically won the argument. He done well, and then he got beat up, so it kind of...
Right.
But you are right. Like, there's definitely... I forget I have them, right? Because I just do them because I like them. And I do it because it's a nice thing for me and my little sister to do together.
Yeah, it's bonding.
Just because she's a student, so I don't really see her, you know. So then every, like, 3 weeks, we'll go, get the nails done and that. I still find it awkward. Like, it took me ages to tell them to cut them really short. Because they kept, like... The lady, she's amazing, but she's like doing like a proper, you know.
How did she react? You know, when you went in with your little sister and you said, I'm going to get mine done. Was she,
she was cool, man.
Not shocked, not surprised.
Not
nothing.
At all, mate. She was like, what do you want done? And I said, oh, this is what I want. Show you a little picture.
Do you do your nails in a shop? Like, do you do your nails?
No.
You haven't done them? Have you ever done a manicure before? Have you ever got a manicure?
No, I've never had a manicure.
Interesting. I have.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
It's amazing.
So good.
Oh my God, it's like... But even now, I did it in South Africa when I was out there. I've not done it over here. And there's a couple of times where I want to go in and I see a lot of girls in there and I just keep on moving.
Yeah.
And I don't go in. I don't know why.
You got to get over there. I get that, man. Because even when I'm sat there, sometimes, because obviously, like, you know, I've got a few tattoos and stuff, and my hair was down here. I just look, you know, I was getting my nails done and there was girls coming in and just stopping, like talking. Mm-hmm. And then that made me feel a bit awkward and stuff. Because it's a bit, I think it's traditionally more of like a female space, right?
Yeah.
But also, I just don't care. I just like it. And I think there's a lot of guys now that are just like, you know what, mate, I just, whatever. I'm just going to get what I like.
That's certainly how you should be about it as well. That's certainly how you should feel. Like, you should do exactly what you want.
Within our own circles and groups, do you think you see more men, more of your friends, sort of just looking after themselves now, like that? So not just the gym, but, you know, hair, weight, everything.
Yes. I think society is going that way, isn't it? I find it weird, actually, because I think we're also constantly being told that we're fatter than ever and more unfit than ever and more likely to die of heart disease than ever, and everything's going the wrong way. But I don't know any. I don't think there's been a time in history where we've been more aware of our weight, more aware of what we eat, more aware of looking after ourselves from a young age.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't smoke, don't drink too. I mean, I feel like we know more.
It's been like drilled into us now, man. Constantly.
Yeah, you've got calories on menus. And
yeah, that's
like,
ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I mean, it's amazing the knowledge that the average man has on, like, my job as well, on barbering, right? They'll come in for the first time ever and I'll be like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. What do you want? And it's not like, oh, I just want like a bit shorter. They'll run through like terms that barbers use and
really?
I want this there. And it's a nightmare, mate. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
See, do you know, I would never be like that, because getting my hair cut, and this might kind of tap into being a dad, time for me is very precious.
Yeah.
I'm literally never on my own. Like, never.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time actually when I sort of fantasize about being run over or something, just to like go to hospital. Not die. I don't want to die.
And being paid alone.
Just us need to be on my own at some point.
You're emo, like, mate. You should get the nails done. Right. I'm telling you.
Right, but you know when I go and get a haircut, I really look forward to it. I make it almost a day. I go. It's the only time that I can guilt-free maybe read GQ magazine, have some time, a chat is always nice. I think that a lot of these barbers now, they've got quite luxurious.
Oh yeah.
So you go to, presume maybe this happens, you might be offered a beer.
Oh mate, yeah we got loads of beers, whiskey, gin tonic, all free, whatever.
Yeah, you might. So I now look forward to getting my hair cut as much as I used to look forward to going on holiday, because it is effectively a mini holiday for me. So I think people have kind of adopted it and made it part of their lives more, and therefore maybe know more about it because they're looking forward to it. Like when I was young, it used to be a photo. People would get a picture of David Beckham and go, I want to look like that.
Mate, literally,
That still happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, like, mate, some shops, of the photos I get.
In the shops.
Yeah.
You see them up there, don't you?
Yeah.
There's a picture of me with hair, I swear. Later, and the guy,
there's a picture of you with hair.
With hair, and I've got a star. You know, back at everyone used to do these stupid things. You know, people used to like night ticks in the back of their head.
Yeah.
I've done something stupid and I'm still there in Charlie's.
That's amazing.
I'm going to have to look at
that. Get him. So imagine how many people have gone into that barbershop and gone, I want the Addy Oladipo.
Yeah, and then Addy walks past.
Yeah.
Here he is, 20 years later. this is a crazy one. For us, another stat. Male grooming and skincare products now have an estimated worldwide market value of $41 billion.
That's not surprising at all, is it?
Not
I'd love to have known what that stat was 20 years ago.
It would be nothing comparable to that number.
Yeah, it'd be.
Yeah, compared to that number.
Would it even be in the billions?
I mean, probably just about, but I don't know,
yeah,
man.
I don't know enough about the economics of it.
41 billion.
Well, this is the thing, right? With our products, is that obviously we sell them here and we sell them in like John Lewis and all this kind of stuff, and they do okay. But my main job is going over to America and promoting them over there. And we're in a store over there. It's like this massive department store chain called Nordstrom. And it was like my first time to America. And man, people just buy stuff. Like, men will go in, they'll be like, what's that? And I'll be like, it's like a beard thing. And they'll be like, I'll take six.
Also really, I'm looking at the branding now, as Addy's looking. It's also incredibly clean.
It's perfect, lovely.
Take that home, mate.
Like, it's almost like, it'll make your bathroom look better, wouldn't it, when you put it down?
Oh, mate, you're better than me at this.
I forgot I was supposed to be talking. We used to work in sales.
It's very important, isn't it?
I'm going to read. Shall I read out what it says on the back? What it does. This is what it supposedly does. All in one, beard bestseller conditions and softens facial hair and the skin underneath. Your beard will look healthier and feel more comfortable for you and, more importantly, anyone who comes near it.
I wrote that.
It's almost like selling sex as well, isn't it?
That's our best seller by far, man.
Really?
That was great. Yeah, because
how much is that?
The main thing is, don't do me like that. But I think it's
50 quid.
No. I think it's 24.
It's also got a but great. It's such clean branding. It really is such clean branding. Murdoch London is always going to do well in the States as well. As soon as you put London on it.
Honestly, like, my accent's completely different. Like,
Murdoch Manchester wouldn't work in the States, would it?
No.
Murdoch Coventry.
Jesus.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's a little bit fools and horses, isn't it?
Yeah.
London, Paris, Peckham, or whatever it was.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
So you've turned up with gifts. This is very kind, but I do have a slight issue with
gifts. I'm sorry, man.
You've bought two bottles, both only suitable for Addy and his beard.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You didn't know I was going to be here, did you?
I did know. It was on the email. But I basically...
Basically, you could only nick a couple of bottles, right? Leave them alone. You only could take a couple
of
bottles.
Yeah, but one bottle of beard oil for you, and then one bottle of conditioner for me would have been the honourable thing.
That would have been honourable. I completely agree. But you did also say that you've been into our barbershops before, right?
Yes.
So why don't you come in, okay. Let me do your hair, okay, free beer, I'll give you a couple of free products. Doing your beard as well.
Okay, wait,
mate, I'm not going to do you like that.
I was about to say, one second.
Like you're not welcome.
I was about to say, that deal is not like that.
You've got your present. Okay, I'm up for this. I'm going to come and see you. You're in the Covent Garden one.
I'm in the Covent Garden one. I'll do it all for free, obviously. And I'll show you some of the hair products and all that kind
you
of
know,
stuff.
You know this podcast, those words are binding.
Yeah.
You can't leave here and then just say that didn't happen.
Oh, mate, I'm on a salary, man. I get paid either way, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me.
Funny, because we're talking about, obviously, it's got a great barnet.
Yes.
Some don't, including myself. Which I've now accepted. It's weird. This started happening, i.e. going bald. Maybe when I was 24, 25, and it was quite weird back then, but I would love two packs. I didn't matter. I was like, it's okay, bald it anyway, and it was okay. Thank God I've got a decent head shape. There are some, though, men that are spending millions, if not billions, going to Turkey.
That's
and
to
doing,
me, is a part of the, you know, when I was saying it's gone too far?
Is that
to me? You know, the fellas that pop off to Turkey and come back with brand new set of Hampsteads and that?
Yeah.
I do find that very weird as well.
So again, Rory doing his Cockney rhyming slang, I just have to translate Hampstead Heath teeth.
But that to me is that, you know, when I was saying it's gone that one bit too far?
Yeah.
Where do you sit on that front?
What, new teeth?
New teeth, new
hair. I'm going to need them eventually. I don't mind all that.
The new teeth, you wouldn't do it?
Yeah, but not like.
No, I wouldn't do like. No, I wouldn't do the
European like,
clubs.
Yeah,
no.
You look crazy.
Firmino. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But there's some that I just think look clean.
Well, mate, nice. The guy that, there's a guy that works at CAF down the road from my barbershop, and he's Egyptian. Mm. And I didn't see him for like a week. He came back and he'd gone to Egypt and got new teeth put in. And they look amazing. And they were like 120 quid for all of them.
They're going to look great for a couple of weeks. He's back in Egypt now, having them done again.
He's getting his barnet done in like next month.
But I think what you need to do, if you do it, is preserve the originals. Mm. Like, don't just go
Have you had your clean or anything like
that? Oh, I get them done. Okay, yeah, cool. You know where they sort of sandpaper them, where they blast them?
Yeah, done that.
Yeah, I do
that's
that.
That's probably the most extreme I would go
Same
with.
Same here.
Bit of whitening. No,
it hurts, man.
I do whitening.
I've done the whitening.
The trays.
Yeah.
It's agony though.
Really?
It's agony.
Was it doing it wrong, man?
Mate. Mm. Yeah, the trays.
He went Egypt.
No, I didn't. I got the trays and you put the gel in it and put them in overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's too painful for me, yeah.
Oh, the one I use, you put it in for like 10 minutes.
Oh, no, I'm overnight as well.
Yeah.
Overnight, you sleep with it. Yeah, you wake up and then spit it all out.
Yeah, I can't be doing that. But I like the sandblaster, you know, where they just blast them.
What about the barnets being done?
Oh, what, like getting it...
going over and doing the transplants or whatever it is. Or
we don't... You know what? Like, I've never, ever seen anyone, and I might be wrong here, but like, personally, I've never seen anyone and they've gone like, oh, I've had a hair transplant, and I've gone, no way. Like, I know they've had a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, sometimes, I feel like if you've got like, just a little bit receding, and you get that bit sort of filled up.
Do that quickly.
Yeah, I feel like you can get away with it. Right? But if you're completely bald and you come back with a massive barnet.
But you're allowed to do that now.
Of course,
like,
you are.
Society like, has been, like, you know, certain footballers.
What, to go from extreme, though?
Well, like Rob Holding. Rob Holding didn't have a hair on his head, and he comes back and he's got David Ginola hair.
Andros Townsend.
Andros Townsend, but that's a wig. He's coloured in.
Is it a wig?
That's a wig, mate. Oh, yeah, that's a wig.
Oh, here we go. We should bring this out.
Wait, no, I think it's a wig. I think it's a
tattoo.
No,
someone told me it was a tattoo.
Carlton, I think Carlton.
Carlton's done a tattoo.
Carlton's done his tattoo.
Yeah, Carlton's done his. I think the same person that done Carlton's reached out to me and said, Ade, would you mind?
I'll colour in your head.
You're like, yeah, tattoo.
I'll do that for you.
Would never want to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's like,
it's too obvious.
Yeah, I think it is as well. I mean, Carlton's, you know,
Carlton's, I don't know why he's still bald head like me. He's got a great head. I don't know what's wrong
with
him. He's got a great head.
Do you rank people's heads? He's got a great head.
When they start losing their hair, it's important.
It is.
DMX had a great head shape. Yeah, great.
DMX had a great head shape.
He did. Solid.
Solid.
Very solid.
Very, very solid.
And the thing is, I find as well, right, guys that lose their hair, normally, genetically, they grow much better beards. So I swear to God.
No, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
Because you know why you go bald? I think I'm getting into a territory that I'm not that familiar with. But I think the reason that people go bald is testosterone. Testosterone makes you bald. Therefore...
What, too much?
Too much testosterone. Being full of... So, for example, somebody like me, I'm not a hairy man.
Yeah.
I'm not a hairy man. I'm not particularly full of testosterone. I keep my hair.
Right.
You know those fellas who are like Addy, for example, full of testosterone... Not a hair on his head, but obviously that leads to
It does sound
big bodybuilders that kind of inject themselves with more testosterone. No hair.
Yeah, I think that there is definitely a correlation between fellas like me who aren't particularly like I'm not covered in hair. Do you know what I mean? I've got no hair on my body really, but I'm all right on the head. I think there is a correlation.
Yeah, I mean. I think you're right. I mean, so my family's Brazilian. All my family in Brazil, all the guys, they all got big hair,
great
big
hair,
beards,
great
and they're
hair.
Just absolutely like rugged out. Mm. They got hair everywhere, man.
Yeah.
So like, maybe it's like an English thing.
Would you get rid of it if you had too much? What? Do you have too much
hair?
Are you full of hair on your body?
No, not really. You know, not really.
You're like a seal pup under there. A
bit more than that.
But no,
not
you,
a rug.
You
anyway.
Don't have. Do you have to give a trim up? Everywhere?
No. Oh well, depending where are we talking everywhere. About? Here? Some areas, yeah. Some areas more than others.
Yeah, it's polite to have a bit of a trim, yeah. It's
but only, well, yeah, now you've got to have a proper trim, haven't you?
I think, not proper.
wait.
I go what grade are you?
I go to like number two.
No, you don't.
I don't actually know.
I go number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, number one. Yeah.
A two is like, you still, two, there's a bit still of length
got,
there.
You've still got quite a lot of length. Yeah. That means you are hairy, son, down there.
No, I'm not. No, so not that then. So not that. No, I sometimes get a bit carried away and go like... bit too far. You ever done that?
No.
You ever got a big ball down there?
Down there?
No, but there's a new thing. We know we're not giving free publicity out, but
oh, that thing.
There's a thing with no nick technology, which changes everything.
Really?
Yeah, because there was a time when
if they want to sponsor this episode, we're
exactly,
more than happy
exactly. To, we're not doing it for free though.
No.
I know what you're talking about with that one. Yeah.
So, no, that works. You get a little light on it. Use it in the shower. It's a gift that keeps giving.
All right, let's get back to grooming for a second because
that is grooming. Well, there couldn't be more grooming.
It's the grooming in the wrong areas.
Yeah.
Right, just as we wrap on this one. How much would you say you guys spend monthly on your male grooming stuff? What would you say?
Oh, not much. Not much.
100? 200?
No, it can't be that much because these things last forever. You know, you buy yourself a nice little bit of Aqua di Parma for smelling or whatever and it lasts forever. It can't be more.
Oh, actually, that's very interesting you say that for smelling because I know you've recently, Rory bought a bit of Tom Ford.
Rory never
goes expensive when it's aftershave. Yeah. Like, he's almost
never wore it, really.
Which one?
I went for Tom Ford Extreme Noir.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Extreme Noir, that's
Black
me.
Orchard,
I got Tom Ford on now.
Have you?
Yeah. I've got it on right now as
well.
Yeah,
we all need a bit more on,
that's why no one can smell anyone.
Yeah.
We're just countering each other out.
I've gone that.
That's one thing that I've gone a bit crazy with.
Yeah, I think you have
like before,
to.
I remember when I was young, it was like Versace blue jeans. Like
you
25
have to.
Quid, whatever. You know what I mean? Now,
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah, the guys with the muscles.
Now, though, I've gone as far as like 300 quid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's more of an oud kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that oud is strong, man.
Mate, it's ridiculous. Oh, it lasts. God. It does last.
But you have to. Like, I think
there is do.
Some things you can go a bit budget on, I think. Yeah. You know, you can be frugal. But you can't really be frugal on that, can you?
Well, I bet there is budget ones out there.
Oh, mate, I remember when I was really a kid. Fantastic. And, yeah, my mum used to get me the same cologne. It was Donna cologne.
Did they really?
Mate, yeah, oh yeah.
Donna.
I remember, I used to douse myself in it and I was like, right, here we go.
Yeah.
Very funny. But yeah, I think that kind of thing you'd have to spend a bit. There are certain things that you have to spend a bit. And also, I genuinely believe that people enjoy spending
on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, treat yourself. Mm. So it's a nice little present when you deserve it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that guys sometimes maybe we don't do. We're a little bit programmed not to treat ourselves, kind of programmed to treat other people. But like, I think there should be one thing, even if you haven't got a lot of money, right? I don't have a massive amount of money. But like, if there's just one thing.
Yeah, look after yourself.
One little luxury, right? And like, I think a really nice cologne or, you know, a very expensive haircut. Something like that, right? It's a nice luxury to have.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It's funny you say that because I've got my own sort of grooming kit.
Yeah.
So I used to trim myself all the time. But now there is something about me spending, I don't mind now, spending 30, 40 quid and going to a barbershop and actually doing it.
So what would you... You'd go to the barber for your beard or for everything?
Everything.
So what, when it grows out on the sides a bit too much, go and get the whole lot done together?
Yeah, do it fresh. You know, bring out the, cutthroat. Yep, do all that. Go and treat
yourself. You need that on your head though, because you miss these bits. Everyone misses these
bits. I used to think that, but then I used to get razor bumps at the back when they did it.
That's going to happen. Yeah, you got to use a lot of products and stuff. And like when we do head shaves in our shop, we wrap it up with a hot towel for ages and use all these things, so
see,
it just
that's
glides.
Lovely, man. That just sounds beautiful.
That sounds great.
Mate, come in, man.
You should do that, Eddie. How often would you need to do that as well? Every other week?
If only when I'm proper like doing something. So if I've got an event, normally if it's just me and you on the social, I cut my hair myself.
It would be nice if you would extend to me the same courtesy that you would other projects.
Yeah, it's true.
Why do you see me as being lesser? Why don't I qualify for the razor blade?
Well, because you call me the housewife's favourite regardless.
Yeah, that's true. He is a housewife's favourite, don't you think?
Was that? What does that mean?
I just think that if you were a housewife at home and you happen to have Talk Sport on.
Right.
Adi Oladipo. You can imagine. Look, you're a housewife, right? You're stuck in your sexless marriage and Adi comes on the radio.
Sexless marriage.
Jesus. I'll ask my mum when I get home.
I could just imagine that Adi is definitely your favourite hour on the radio.
Yeah, of course it is. Miles, appreciate it.
It's been great.
Thank you so much for this as well.
Thank you so
much. Really appreciate this. Beard oil.
And Miles, I'm definitely going to come and see you, by the way. I'm definitely going to do that. Thank you so much.
That was fun. Big thanks once again to Miles from Murdoch London for coming down. We will be there. Rory's going
to
get
Make sure you go down there as well. If you want a really good haircut and you're in London, make sure you get down to Seven Dials. Ask for Miles.
Oh, look at that. Whoa, look, that's a plug, isn't it?
He knows it.
Like, deserves it.
Ignore the other barbers. Just go straight to Miles. Guys, once again, thank you so much for tuning in and watching this podcast. Make sure you download all our other podcasts from wherever you download your podcast from, whether it be Spotify. And if, like me, you want to watch it, go over to TalkSport's YouTube channel and you can watch this glorious podcast as well.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.